All right, let's go back to phone calls. Where was I? We got phone calls here. Let's see. Yeah. Ed, are you with us?
Father.
Oh, Ed?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Ed. Ah, good. What can I do for you?
Yes. Well, Father, can you hear me all right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good.
All right. Father, recently my 12-year-old granddaughter was doing her homework, she raised a question. She said, was the Blessed Virgin Mary aware that she was completely without sin during her lifetime, or did she only learn this after she was up in heaven?
You know, let's look at Adam and Eve. I always say our Blessed Mother was the third person immaculately conceived. Adam and Eve were conceived without the effects of original sin. Though in the mind of God, not in regular human conception. I mean, we're looking at the Bible story here. So, did Adam and Eve sit around thinking, gosh, I don't have any sin? No, they sat around thinking, boy, is God good. They had a complete awareness of the goodness of God. Rather than, they did not know sin. You see, they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They didn't know evil. And I would say our Blessed Mother didn't sit around thinking, gee, it's nice to be free of the effects of original sin. No, that was, she was aware of the beauty and the goodness of God all around her. So I would say, in a sense, sin, if there's nothing but light around you, you don't see darkness. And so I would say she never saw darkness. She was aware of what evil was because, of course, she stood at the foot of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she would have concentrated on her sinlessness, thinking, boy, this is a great perk. So I would say, no, she was not aware of, she did not know evil except as it affected her divine son. That would my thought on it. I've never thought about that before. Interesting.
It is interesting. I thought about quite a bit since then, and we discussed it. And so the question I have as a result of that, your explanation is very good. I hadn't thought of it that way. But what would have been her interpretation of the angel saying full of grace when he addressed her? Would that not have told her so?
No, she would have said, yes, I am. That's wonderful. I mean, you know, that she would have said, yeah. You know, that's like saying, you know, a lot of people have the lovely custom of when someone says, well, God is good, and they say all the time. that her awareness of grace was not an awareness of her situation. It would have almost been the opposite. I would think that a result of Immaculate Conception would be a total self-emptying. In other words, that one's self-awareness would be a complete reflection of the beauty of God. That wherever she looked, she saw God. This beautiful old story about a guy who, a little kid who goes and asks his mom, if God is all around us, how come we can't see him? And she says, go ask your father. And dad's, of course, watching television. He says, I'm busy, go ask your mother. And then he goes fishing on one of these beautiful fall days up in Minnesota or beautiful, beautiful Wisconsin. You know, those days where the lake is like glass. And the colors have changed, and it's just beautiful. So this kid goes fishing with his grandpa, and he says, Grandpa, if God is everywhere, why can't we see him? And grandpa just looks at the kid, then he looks around. The kid thinks grandpa's going to blow him off again. Then finally he turns back and says, Junior, these days God is pretty much all I see. And I think that would have been the Blessed Mother in a real way, that God was pretty much all she saw. When she looked at the beauty of nature, even when she looked at the sin around her, she must have longed that they would be able to see the beauty of God. But to ask a person who doesn't know evil what evil is to say to a person who's never been through a night, what is darkness? Darkness is not something, it's the lack of something. So she never experienced the lack of the vision of God. So I hope that's not too complicated for a 12-year-old, but I'm not much smarter than a 12-year-old, so it helps me. Hope that helps, Ed. God bless. Thanks for calling in.